This one's a bit special, huh?
It is.
This is our 100th episode. Can you believe it?
Look, I cannot believe it.
It's crazy. I can't believe I've sat down with you for 100 episodes and had a chat.
Forced.
Well, actually, I haven't done all of those episodes with you. Luckily,
you've been forced to sit down with me.
Luckily, my guests have given me a reprieve every now and then. Anyway, I just want to welcome everyone to the podcast and thank you so much for joining us for our 100th episode. And I was having a think about what we could chat about and what would be special for a 100th episode, and I came up with absolutely nothing.
You're funny like that, because even when you hit milestones like follower counts on Instagram and that kind of stuff, I was saying, are you going to do anything? Are you going to do a special post? And you're like, no.
It's just another day.
Just another day. I just want to paint.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I did think of something that we could talk about, and it seems really obvious now. Let's talk about podcasting and what it's been like to have a podcast for nearly 2 years. And I guess what I was thinking was getting into like the real deal with it all. Like, what actually happens? Who comes up with the ideas? Do we ever just not feel like podcasting? What have we learned? All that kind of stuff.
It is a commitment.
Mm.
A big one.
So it might be an interesting one for anyone listening that is thinking about doing something along the lines of a podcast or some kind of regular weekly content.
If you're undecided about doing a podcast, but you think that you may want to do online tutorials or online classes, a podcast is a great way to practice your talking.
Yeah, I think it's been very helpful for me in learning how to speak better and more clearly and explain things and just get rid of some of those nerves. And you don't necessarily have to have a weekly podcast either. Like, if you are doing online classes, you can include little podcast episodes as part of what you offer in an online course. So there's lots of different ways that you can use, I guess, the skills and the equipment that comes with podcasting.
Absolutely.
Not only is it our 100th episode, this week is also the first week of our new e-course, Modern Mixed Media. So how cool is that, that these two huge things combine together? So it's a big week. We really should do something to celebrate.
What, like something along the lines of our Christmas party?
I'm not allowing you to say anything. You and your Christmas party.
Next year, this year.
In July.
Mm-hmm.
Could be an idea. Maybe we will finally go out and celebrate something. I'm feeling over the moon and absolutely delighted and a little bit relieved that the Modern Mixed Media e-course has started, and it's just beautiful seeing it come together and all the people interacting and sharing. It's everything that I hoped and more. Now that Modern Mixed Media is up and running, the enrollment is closed for that course, but we will be offering it again in 2021. But if you missed out on that course and you'd like to take something else and get those creative juices flowing, I do have another course, which is the featured course of the month this month. And that class is Abstract Landscapes. So up until the 20th of August, you can save 20% on that class using the coupon AL20. And I'll link that in the show notes as well. And that class is definitely one for anyone that wants to loosen up, and it's an acrylic-based class, so it's quite different to what we're doing in the big course at the moment. It's a beautiful class where we use nature as inspiration, and I actually get out and about and show people where I live and how I use that in my paintings to inspire abstract pieces.
I absolutely love the promo for that video.
It might even be my favorite so far of all the mini courses that we've put out. So anyway, one to think about if you're listening and you want to dive in. Now on to the review of the week. And this one is an extract from what was a quite long review. And it comes from JD's Abu via Apple Podcasts USA. My journey into the art world has taken several years and has introduced me to amazing, talented artists. I think of it as 6 degrees of separation, how following one artist or taking one course has led me to finding your work and your podcast. This last week's podcast moved me, and I'm now taking the time to let you know this. I want to thank all of the artists for what they do and for sharing their talents with us during this unprecedented time. Art has been healing for me. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 3 years ago. I'm doing better than I ever thought I would. Finding art and your podcast and others like it have been a big key in my successful journey. I listen to you and Richie and can't wait to put the new episode on each Wednesday. What a beautiful review, and I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to tell us a little bit about your background and share that review with you. And I'm so happy that art is providing you with comfort during this time.
Yeah, and I'm so happy you're doing better too. So keep up the good fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, on to podcasting, the topic of podcasting. I came up with some questions. I'd like to say that these questions were submitted by other people, but they weren't. I just made them up myself.
This is a worried look on my face. Are any of these technical questions? Because I don't know anything.
You do know stuff. The first question I have for you, I want to know, why did we even start this podcast? Because it definitely wasn't my idea.
Well, I was over at the gym and I coach, so I'm always at the gym. The three guys that own the gym were telling me that they have this podcast. And I was a huge podcast listener, but it was one of those things where you don't expect to do one yourself. And yeah, Tom lives in Alice Springs, which is up in the north of Australia. And the two guys were here in South Australia and they said they used this app called Anchor on their phone. And they released this podcast every week. Now, they didn't stick to it, but it just planted this seed in my head that for some reason I thought you had to, you know, sign up to Apple Podcasts, get special permission, get a license, do all that kind of stuff. And it was just a simple app called Anchor. And that was the seed that got planted.
That's really interesting because I don't know if I ever thought about having a podcast before we had one, but I didn't realize it was that easy either. You know,
it was beyond easy.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is when we released our first episode, the only issue we had was with Apple. Apple needed 14 days to verify who we were and the podcast and that kind of stuff. But once that happened, Anchor sends it to all the platforms. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. And I think there's a few other companies and platforms that are similar to Anchor where you only upload your podcast to one place and then it shoots it out to all the other places so that your podcast is on Spotify and it's on Stitcher and all those
and
other.
Google Play and Apple Podcasts.
So it's actually very easy to create one. But I remember coming back from the gym and you basically just setting up a microphone and I was sitting in my sweaty gym pants. And you're like, yeah, we're going to have a podcast. And I was like, really? Okay then. And we had this chat and we released it. And I tried not to think about the fact that people were actually going to listen to it. And we did that for quite a while. We didn't have an intro. We didn't have a plan. We just started off with sitting down and having a bit of a chat about whatever we were working on and art and didn't think people would listen. But they did.
Yeah, the only thing that stayed was my hello, Laura.
I know, and now we can't seem to like let that go.
Well, you will keep telling me not to say it, but I refuse not to.
Yeah, but now I say the same thing every time too. I'm always like, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. So we're just not that original, are we?
No, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the content. And I think that's what, if people were signing up for your intro, we wouldn't have the listeners we have.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when I listen to a podcast, I often skip through the intro just to get straight into the juiciness of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many people do that for us too. And that's, I totally understand that. But every now and then there's something in that intro that's useful or important.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you decided that we should sit down and have a podcast, had you thought about having a podcast about anything else? Or did you just think, okay, we'll do it based on Laura's art business?
No, I didn't. And I'd been a guest on 2, maybe 4 podcasts. So I knew there was regular people having them. It was just something I never thought I'd be interested in doing, you know, because the podcasts I listen to are sports podcasts and obviously the Joe Rogan podcast and that kind of stuff. And they're twice a week, 3 times a week. And I was just like, I couldn't commit to something like that. And then when we were sitting down talking about your podcast, you're like, oh, we could do it once every 2 weeks. It doesn't have to be weekly. So I was learning these things as well, saying, oh, there's podcasts out there that are only once a week. And then you were talking about seasons and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is stuff that I never even imagined. I just thought that when you did a podcast, it was 3 or 4 times a week or twice a week minimum. Mm. But yeah, the once a week thing never dawned on me until we start looking at your podcast.
You didn't let me do it fortnightly or have seasons or anything like that, though.
No, I thought once a week was a minimum that we should do.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was to do with growth. Mm. I think the more content you make, the quicker you grow.
Yeah, I think weekly content in general is a great idea, whether that's a podcast or making sure that you're posting on Instagram weekly or sending out a newsletter weekly, or if you blog or something like that, or vlog or like weekly. I think something like that where you are continuing to put yourself out there and you can build a relationship with your audience and build trust. And we were having a chat about that the other day when we were talking about how our art business has grown and how important it is to develop a relationship of trust with your audience. And one of the ways that we feel that we've been able to do that is by sharing who we are mm-hmm. on the podcast, so people get to know us and they have that consistency. They know that we always show up and we do this.
Yeah, and we've done it the way we want to do it. Like, if you start researching podcasts and social media and trying to get your brand out there, you will be advised by social media experts to video your podcast and put it on YouTube. And so I think there's a video element and creating lots of content. But we decided just to keep it low key, just you and me, a microphone. We can wear our UGG boots, you know.
Yeah, that's the reason I didn't want it filmed. I was like, then I'll have to get dressed properly.
Yeah, and then I just thought people going to work, listening to a podcast was like a really good thing to do. Or while they paint. Like, I always envision people in their studio listening to you interviewing artists or talking about art while they were painting.
Yeah, you've always got to balance what, I guess, the experts say with what's actually going to suit you and make you feel good and fit in with your everyday life. And so for us, the podcast was always about something that complemented everything else that we do.
And a word that politicians are bandying around at the moment with COVID and that, when they're talking about restrictions, they're saying we don't want to do something that's not sustainable.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking that now, here we are, episode 100, and we did something that we knew we could sustain.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, in general, consistency.
Just keeping it simple, no big setups, no breakdowns, you know. We knew we just grab a mic and do a podcast.
Well, it's like that episode that we did, oh, it was a long time ago now. It was a really popular one and it was called Done is Better Than Perfect.
Yeah.
And we chatted about sometimes you need to think about what you can get done rather than worrying about it being absolutely perfect. And the podcast is definitely an example of that in our business.
It's almost like you're practicing Done is Better Than Perfect on a weekly basis.
Yes. It turns around quite quickly. You record it, then you edit it, and then you pop it up. You don't have a lot of time to fuss with it unless you want to record another podcast or something like that. And you just don't have the time. And so doing something weekly helps let go of perfection.
Yeah. And you realize it's only a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. This question is, again, I made this one up, but let's just pretend someone sent it in.
Mary from Monaco would like to know.
Anyway, it's just funny. The way I've written them is like as if other people have sent them to us.
Oh, my God.
How do we keep coming up with topics to talk about?
Oh, that's you. You will ask me, come up with a topic. And I like before when we first started, I would really get into it. And then you would just poo-poo it and we wouldn't do it. We would just do what you want. So now when you say, what will we talk about? I just say, I'll think about it.
I've noticed that you never answer me anymore. I ask you that question. Mm-hmm. You just usually grumble and walk away.
Yep. There's only so much rejection I can take.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll have to admit that we're a few times. But as far as coming up with topics, it is getting a bit harder, I'll admit, coming up with new ideas because we have covered so much over the 100 episodes. But we're always learning. So now it's a case of going back and revisiting some of those topics with new information. And a good example of this is that we have an episode about doing prints, but we have evolved so much in our knowledge and we have been investigating different ways of doing prints that we will run another episode in the future with all the new things that we have learned. So that's the great thing about a podcast, is that you keep growing and then you can put out new content and new information.
Yeah, and you grow as an artist as well. So you figure out things that work and that don't work. Mm. And then hopefully you can impart that knowledge onto someone that's coming through and they don't make those mistakes. You know?
And, you know, when you put out a podcast, you're putting out the best information that you have at that time. It's not always the right information. So sometimes you need to revisit a topic. But as far as how I gather ideas, I have a big board in Trello. So Trello is the online project management software that I've mentioned many, many times on this podcast. It's where I dump all of my ideas. And whenever someone sends in a request for a topic or an email where they talk about something that they'd like us to cover, I add that to the list. I'll then have a glance at that sometimes and pull a topic from there. But more often than not, we pick a topic based on what's happening in our week. So it's very fresh. I like to do it that way, rather than kind of forcing a conversation about something that I'm not really excited about. Last week's episode is a bit of an example of that, where I did the solo episode, which was all about discouragement. And that came about because I had been feeling some of those feelings and I'd been noticing some other artists struggling with certain things on social media and things like that. So it just felt right at the time. So if I write something in my journal, or I just have a little thought, you know, like while you're driving home or you're in the shower, I just grab onto that and I'm like, we'll talk about that this week. So that's my favorite approach to coming up with ideas, is to just choose something that has been going through my little brain in the week and turn it into an episode.
Being plenty of late Tuesday nights when you're like, what will we talk about tomorrow? I've no idea. Really struggling to come up with an idea. But some of those podcasts have turned out to be amazing.
Yeah, they often have actually. It's often those podcasts which come out of nothing that end up being the best. But yeah, as far as the behind the scenes, like of what it's like, that we truly do have conversations on a fairly regular basis where I'm like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast this week? Like we'll be having breakfast or something like that, or it'll be the night before and I'll be like, I don't know what we should talk about. You know, we've talked about this, we've talked about that. So there is quite a bit of that that goes on during the week.
Yeah, 100%. And we have tried everything. We've tried batching, recording two podcasts so you didn't have to do on the week after. Mm. We've tried recording every Monday, releasing on Wednesday. And me personally, I just love the impromptu ones where we just kind of laugh and joke and, you know, there's no pressure for it to be perfect. I like those ones a lot.
Yeah, I like those ones too. But I also think it's good to have a mix. So what I try to do is have a chatty podcast like this one, and then I might put together one that's a little bit more information-based where I have my notes and a list of things that I want to share, like could be tips or techniques. And then we have our artist interviews, which are by far and away they are the most popular podcast episodes, are the ones when I'm chatting to other artists, which does not surprise me one bit.
We should do more.
Yeah, I do want to do more. We've had a little bit of a lull over the last few weeks because we have been so busy with the e-course. And the artist interviews do take a bit more time. There's more preparation, organizing the time that you're going to speak, coming up with questions, doing a bit of research about the artist. I throw myself into those artist interviews, so I need a little bit more time for them than when I just sit down and chat with you.
Yeah, and look, you're dealing with other people's personalities. And I know for me, as I said, I've been on a couple of podcasts myself, and I'm the worst talker. I'm the worst at trying to string sentences together. I get a little bit anxious and then I get chatty. I've been on a couple of podcasts that weren't even edited. Just my breathing and umming and aahing. And when we say there's a lot more work that goes into a podcast with another artist, there is, you know, there's a lot of planning, a bit of editing.
Because everyone's different and speaks differently, whereas you know how I speak and I know what you're like. So it's a very easy, we know what we're, you know what to expect when we sit down and chat. And we can do it off the cuff in a more relaxed kind of way. So, you know, when we're a bit pushed for time and we're busy, then we're more likely to just sit down and have a chatty podcast like this. But when we have more time, then I love to have the artist interviews, and I'll be definitely scheduling some more of them over the next month or two and getting back into those.
Yeah. And they're always, always so inspirational.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. All of them.
Yeah. Every person that I chat to leaves me like feeling something for quite a long time. There's always something that I take from the conversation, and it affects me and my art practice and my mindset. And I'm sure that it must be the same for other people listening. So anyway, where were we? So that's podcast topics and how we come up with ideas. Let's see. Okay, so the next question is, how has it helped personally and professionally? So I think we've touched on this a little bit already, talking about it from a confidence point of view as a great way to practice talking and expressing yourself. And then on a professional level, having that regular content puts you out there each week.
It also tells you what you're not good at. We'd be no good live.
Yeah, we figured that out.
You know, but you only figure it out by doing this, you know. Well, you wouldn't be too bad. I'd be shocking.
We should put together some bloopers.
No, that's not going to happen.
I don't know. I think it gives a nice structure to our weeks. I quite liked it when we would do the podcast on a Monday morning. Just first thing, it kind of sets us up and we chat about what we're going to be doing. Or I quite like that format. For me, I like to have a few things in my week that act as anchors, you know, sure things that are going to happen, rather than everything just being all floaty. That little bit of structure I find helps me to figure out my week better.
And the Monday morning recording is the best.
Yeah. So Monday morning we used to record. This last few weeks has just been all over the place because we've been so busy. An e-course is just something else altogether. That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, we've created so many classes, but this is the first like big one, and it's been, yeah, quite a journey, and it's sort of thrown a few other things into a bit of chaos in a way. But I want to get back to the Monday mornings and then usually edit on a Tuesday or a Monday afternoon, and then I'll listen to it on Wednesday and publish it. And that's the flow of our week. Okay. So how much work is involved in a podcast, and is it more or less than what you expected?
The answer to that question is both. Before, we used to set up and break down every week. So I'd get the recorder, I'd get the microphones, the stands, the pop filters, the headphones. I'd set it all up at the kitchen table. We'd record, and then I would have to take the audio file to the office and edit it on the computer. So there used to be a lot of work. Now that we're here in the studio, I've bought a purpose-built Rode Podcaster. It's an actual recording deck that allows us to do so much more. Have permanently situated microphones. They're set up on stands. So now all we basically do is sit down and turn it on, hit record, have a chat. And then I just edit it because I'm looking at my computer right now.
Yeah, it's become easier. One of the concerns I had early on was that it was taking up too much time. And that was just a worry for me because I wanted to make sure I was getting enough time to actually paint, because I had quite a bit on my plate as far as teaching and podcasting. And I wasn't sure that I was going to have enough time for the fun stuff. And, you know, not that this stuff isn't fun, but I guess the art stuff is what I wanted to say. But over the last month or two, we have become more efficient and we've done a few podcasts where we have recorded them, edited them and released them same day. So I would say a podcast takes us probably about a day a week. Like as far as our workload, it's about a day's work.
But the good thing about starting with the mobile recorder and the microphones and having to set it up and break it down is that we've taken that on holidays with us. And I'm very confident that if we were to travel, which we hope to do in the future, we could bring that small little kit and you could podcast from pretty much anywhere.
Which is one of the great things about a podcast is you can do it from wherever with quite limited supplies. You don't need a lot of equipment to run a podcast.
We did one from Bali.
We did. We've done one from Goolwa when mm-hmm. we were at the holiday house.
Yeah.
And then we've done them in various places in the home when we didn't have the studio. Yeah. We've done them in bed, on the couch, at the kitchen table, wherever.
Yeah. And we were going to be taking it to Ireland, until the coronavirus stopped that. But it's good to have this set up in the studio, but it's also good to be proficient with a mobile
setup. Speaking of Ireland, we would have been in Ireland this last couple of weeks if it wasn't for coronavirus. And for people who have been listening to the podcast, they would have heard us talk about going to Ireland several times because we had all these big dreams around combining going to Ireland with maybe some artist interviews and courses or whatever, but it didn't happen.
No.
And it was not going to happen for a long time, I don't think. No. So, but anyway, we're happy.
Yes, we are.
We are happy. So.
Is that question answered?
Yes, I think so.
It is? Okay.
Okay. So the next one is, do you ever argue or find it challenging to work together?
Oh, don't get me started.
We do okay, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We each have our quirks. I think we've got used to them now. We both can be kind of perfectionistic, but about very different things. So you'll notice things and I'll be like, yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, a huge truck rumbling past in the background. And I'm saying to Laura, say that again because the truck passed.
And I'll be
like. And you're like, no, it's fine. And it was like, I will lose sleep over that kind of stuff.
And then I'll like repeat the same word loads of times and I'll be like, can you take that out? Because I say that word like 10 times.
Yeah, now here's the thing with Laura's loads of times. Laura will say a word 5 times and she'd be like, could you take 4 of them out because I say it so many times. You don't say it a lot of times.
That's debatable.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as the podcast goes, though, that we don't have many challenges with podcasting. Sometimes we have better days than other days. Sometimes you get tongue-tied. Like some days it's so much easier to talk than others.
Yeah, and at the very beginning I used to talk over you. I still do it sometimes. I need to make sure I stay quiet until you finish talking and then say something. You know me now. So before, if you were talking about something, I would say, oh, remember you did this? And your eyes would go really wide and you'd be like, no, don't leave that in. And I would leave it in. Now you're very forceful with me. You're like, I don't want to talk about that, Richie. Don't bring that up.
I don't know what to make of that, but anyway.
I'm not talking about that. Don't put that in.
I think I've turned into a boss lady.
Yes, bossy boss.
Okay, what are your hopes for the podcast in the future?
200 episodes.
200 episodes, that's the next simple target.
I know I don't want to put any pressure on you because obviously it's not me that does the interview, but I really, really would like to do more artist interviews.
Yeah, me too. And I want to think more about inviting artists from different backgrounds, not just, you know, fine artists or abstract artists, but having a think about some other kinds of guests. And
it's one of those things that's easier said than done. You know, like it's, you're trying to get in contact with people who are outside of your circle.
I'm a bit of a wuss too. So like I'm scared of rejection. So I tend to ask people that I kind of have a, you know, a bit of a relationship with, or someone that I've chatted to online with a bit.
Don't get us wrong. People do reach out to us.
Yeah.
And like, we'll get the odd email from a business coach or a life coach, but yeah. That's not the direction this podcast goes in.
Yeah.
This is more about motivating people to paint.
That's right. I'd like to spend some time over the next few months just thinking about the podcast, because quite often we're so busy that we're just sort of bouncing along and cruising, I guess, with it. But it would be nice to think about where we would take the podcast next.
And just on that question, the other day we were in the kitchen and you said to me, look at all these new online classes coming up, you know, from different artists. And I was so happy. I was like, yeah, this is what it's all about, you know, getting people out there. And when you're saying, like, what's the direction for the podcast? The direction, like, is for other artists to have their own podcast, for other artists to do their online tutorials, for other artists to have really good Instagram pages.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always wanted the podcast to play some kind of role in showcasing other artists and helping them to reach new audiences. And finally, I thought we could finish off with, do we have any tips for anyone starting a podcast?
Do not wait to have any fancy gear. You can download the app Anchor straight onto your phone, put your earbuds in with the built-in microphone, the AirBuds or whatever they're called, hit record, and that podcast is ready to go.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. So not to get too fixated on the technical side of it, because...
Because it'll frighten you.
Yeah. And everyone has their own story to tell, and that's what's most important. And if you think about it, we've had all these artists come onto our podcast. Many of them have never been on a podcast before. They've shared their story and it's been captivating for people. They are the most popular podcasts we have. So you don't need to have a lot of experience. And some of those podcasts, we've had a few issues with sound and things like that. But it's not about that. The podcast itself has been too good for us not to release. Like, yeah. We listen to it and we're like, that is amazing. And so what you'll do is go into the back end and you'll work through some of the issues maybe that we've had with sound and get it to as good as we can. And then we put it out there because the story carries the podcast, the person behind the story.
Absolutely.
So that's super important, because I think you can get so caught up in having it perfectly planned or following the steps maybe that you might see online of, you know, a strategy or around a podcast.
Yeah, I would suggest wherever possible to do it with another person, because it's twofold. One, when you're speaking to another person and you're making eye contact, it's easier to talk. You don't ramble as much. And secondly, having another person, when you don't feel like doing it, they'll kind of bring you along and, you know, help you up.
That's such a good point, because I don't think I would have been able to keep going if it was just up to me to show up every week. But because we were in it together, you would always be the one sort of reminding me that we needed to do it, and you would set up the equipment so that all I had to do was sit down.
Yeah.
And yet I would do the kind of nutting out of what we were going to chat about. So you're sharing the load. That's a good thing to do. And I love podcasts that are conversational. That's my favorite style of podcast. There are a few that I listen to where there are even more than two people. There's like three or four people having a bit of a chat and a bit of a banter. And I enjoy that. I like the relaxed feel of a podcast. I also listen to some podcasts that are very focused on giving you useful information for your business. And I like them too. I guess what I'm saying is there's no right or wrong style of podcast either. You know, do what is easiest and feels most comfortable to you.
Yeah, and stuff that you really enjoy talking about.
Yes, that's true. Because you'll always find a different kind of slant on a topic if it's something that you enjoy, you know, like color or abstract art and mixed media are some of the things that I could talk about for hours and hours. Well, I think that's it for this podcast. Thank you everyone for tuning in to episode number 100 and for all your support over the last year or two as we've been creating this podcast. We absolutely love making it and we're looking forward to what happens next in the next 100 episodes. Just before we go, I wanted to remind you that the featured class this month is Abstract Landscapes, and you can save 20% using the coupon AL20 up until the 20th of August. And I think I forgot to say this at the beginning of the podcast. I forgot to say where you actually find this course. You can find the course over at my website, www.laurahornart.com/classes.